Okay, sir. The NAB reception tomorrow night. I assume you'd want to treat that as you did the business council reception. It's the same kind of deal. The National Alliance Businessmen tomorrow evening when you reach us from the funeral. It's just an hour and a half stag reception of 120.
We're doing that. I thought we were.
I'm doing that tomorrow night. It was at 5 p.m. and we delayed it for 1 hour. So they will have been underway about a half hour when you get back. State dining room, 120 people. But it's every bit like the business council reception, so I assume you'd want to dispense with any kind of a receiving line, just mingle for a while and say a few words to them. Lynn Townsend's on his way out of that, and John Harper is the new.
They're trying to do something else. Did you know that that is the only event? Did we end up with this National Alliance for Businessmen doing two events or one event? And it's the reception tomorrow night. And that's it. Hey, you all understand I'm not coming down to make a speech. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but then somebody else is going to do the luncheon. When was that? That's today, tomorrow, huh? Okay. What the hell is this then? What is it? Yeah, what is this basically for then? Should we, the main thing is, should I have set up a receiving line on it or not? Should set it is, and I don't know them well enough to mingle around then. I can deal with the receiving line. Yeah, because these are basically rather small priority. No, but what I mean is not in terms of the business councils. I won't know them. That's the only reason you have a bank receiving line is to, if you don't know them, I receive them. If I do know them, I don't receive them. See the point? So it depends. These are basically executives from our action. You do receive them, don't you? Yeah, all right, fine. Okay, well, we'll work it out. Fine, either way, we can talk about it.
Well, it's 120, it's 122, I just counted.
Their wives, I mean.
No. But there are a few ladies involved, but.
Oh, I'll shake their hand, yes. Okay. Say a few words.
Okay.
All right.
That's it on that. The stag dinner on March 25th is what we're calling the Maury Stands dinner. Those are the names that were given to us by Peter and Maury.
Yeah.
I assume there that you, again, that you probably wouldn't want to, well, that's a dinner, so maybe you do want to receive them.
How many are coming?
86, if they all accept. They're 86 on the list.
86, I see.
Now, they're all, of course, you know, top contributors.
They should be received. I've got to shave all their hands. I don't think it's good to just do
I guess you're probably going to get about 68 or 70, yeah. And that's that is a stag dinner, business suit. Because
they're all standing around there, I could play that one here.
That's a little
I may just sort of wander through that one and, you know, go up to each group and stagger around a little. Except that we've got, the main thing is to get the thing so that it rolls and they get in and start eating. You know?
Right.
And,
doesn't weigh. You know.
My guess is that the receiving line on that is fine. We're going to knock them off for this evening at the White House, which is good. That'll save a lot of time.
Oh, we are? Okay, good. The other question I have, they want to know right away for the invitations. This is the April 6th dinner for Latin American ambassadors. For the African ambassadors, it was a black tie dinner.
White tie.
You think this ought to be white tie? Mossbacher leans for white tie. He says they'll want it.
It's the season.
Yeah, it's the season.
Make a white tie.
And your other two will again be in the white tie season there next fall.
Yeah. And black tie when my name was not in the white tie season, as I recall.
It was probably in late summer, yeah, it was some time ago. I just don't recall.
Well, anyway, it doesn't make any difference. We call it white tie.
Right. he does and Lucy does, but he does out of consideration for them more than for you.
Sure. They
like to wear all their medals. Last question. Reverend Akaka from Hawaii. We sort of, we really did make a commitment last year that we would have him here this spring or summer. If we have him in May, it may interfere with wedding preparations because this would be a...
Hi, John. Do you have anything you want to go over? I'm seeing a couple in quarter five. I'm talking about one person's face for you right now. All right, fine. Well, our SST was a disappointment. What's your feeling about it? Do you think it will still be a Maggie project put in the system? And then what would happen if that was the case? What would be our strategy? Just put it in and then try to still broker somehow, huh?
You know, if we had that thing, we'd have it out on the South Lawn. We'd probably have about 1,000 people. And it's a big event to have that soon before the wedding. On the other hand, we could wait. But if we're going to have him in the month of May, if we're going to have him before the wedding, the month of May is the time to have him. And we could do it in early May.
When's the wedding?
June 5th or 12th. Telling me now they may have it on the 12th.
If
it's in the early part, I could do it.
Anyway,
we just owe him an answer. I don't think we have to tell him yes, but we could. That would be a nice touch, though. It'd be something different.
Yeah.
Which brings up another point.
Yeah.
You wanted me to plant a seed in the east wing so that Mrs. Nixon, Connie would start ginning up a trip for Mrs. Nixon.
Yeah.
And if we, I can do that and do it the way you want it done, except that I'm wondering now, with a wedding coming up in June, that she would just never do it. I mean, that would be unrealistic now.
I wouldn't try anything now. March 15th. Except for 1 or 2 days, there's something she could go out to. There are a couple of events that they want. They want her to come. I think that in one-day shots...
Well, you mentioned the month of May, and I thought that's getting off the
ground. Well, one-day shots.
If it's a quickie like that...
One-day shots.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
You're saying, what's the key now?